I'm just deleting that shit because.
What was wrong with that?
Because I don't want to feel like I'm not gonna feel like doing it later.
Oh my god! You just deleted a whole good intro where I called you a dick for no reason.
You just called me a dick for no reason just now, so it still works.
Damn you, old man!
Wait!
Old ass man!
Shut up, old man! You smell like fart!
No! Man!
Old man!
Wait. He's so old, he got a podcast on cassette!
Fuck, you're old.
Damn it, Wade!
This is the Old Man Wade Show. I am your host, the God of Stubborn, the Lord of Laughter, the Sire of Sarcasm, Old Man Wade. And I'll see you here in my lovely life.
Hey.
With our normal enthusiasm, as always. And across the pond, we have the pinnacle of political perfection, the superior, Super Bowl Gabi.
What up, everybody?
You got a can with you?
Do I have a can? I do, and I definitely didn't switch, so I'm not going to tell people what I'm drinking, because I don't want to be judged.
All right. 3, 2, 1. Yeah. We're not supposed to be telling people what we're drinking anyway, because they're not sponsoring us.
Uh-huh.
Fuck that noise, man. So, how's everyone doing today?
Doing great, man.
You know, just living my best life.
You know, they really can't hear you when you're talking into a glass of,
19% mead. That's how my life is going today.
19% mead. This shit will put hair on your nutsack. Or your, no, man, this should put hair on your taint.
Ew.
You mean 19% ABV?
Sure, whatever.
Yes. Alcohol pour.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's
pretty intense.
That shit will put hair on your nuts, dog.
Yeah, I wasn't feeling anything, and I'm starting to.
Yeah, it takes a little while. I'm drinking something. It's a honey Indian pale ale.
Oh, I wanted to try that.
It's warm, so.
And I'm drinking some bullshit.
Listen, that sounds like an amazing drink. I'm with your wife. Where is your wife?
She's saving the world.
Oh, okay, fair.
You know?
Fine.
She's out there punching racists in the face.
Oh, is she?
Like every racist in the world, she's punching them individually.
In the face.
I'm cool with it. Like, just don't be an asshole. It's really not that simple. If you don't like something, keep it to yourself and move on. It's really just that simple. That's the thing I don't understand about, like, racists and sexists. And, you know what? Great point of topic. JK Rowling. You knew exactly where I was going.
No, I was just thinking about something else so I could shame Super Woke with. I can't wait.
Okay, just keep it in
here.
So.
Oh, it's in there. It's in the trap.
It's a trap. So, Javi, have you heard about J.K. Rowling?
She wrote a book, right? Series of books that I think became a somewhat popular movie series. I think.
I believe so.
It's called Gary Porter. Is that what it is?
Gary Porter. Yeah, that's all I'm gonna say is because fuck her. Right off the bat, people are calling her a TERF, I guess that's the term for it.
I don't know what that term means, but I've heard it among groups of my more woke friends. Also, the wife says hi to you guys.
Hey.
What up?
Why isn't she joining?
Let me ask her. They want to know why you aren't joining the conversation.
You have to ask my husband why he didn't invite me.
Oh, snap.
So, the J.K. Rowling thing, she goes, if sex isn't real, there's no same-sex attraction. If sex isn't real, the lived reality of women globally is erased. I know and love trans people, but erasing the concept of sex removes the ability of many and meaningfully discuss their lives. It isn't hate to speak the truth.
Damn.
Does anybody have any comments on that before I read her rebuttal?
So when she first came up with that piece, I can understand what she's saying as, like, a heterosexual female. She wants to be able to call herself a female without getting repercussions for it, because that's what she chooses, right? She chooses to be a female. It's not to denounce anybody else or say nobody else is important.
I think what
she said afterwards is what fucked her completely over, because she's an asshole.
I just love the fact that you pulled anything out of that was positive, and, like, shout out to you for doing it.
I'm not saying anything's positive. I'm saying I can understand her point of view. I'm not saying that it's necessarily whatever. It sounded like, to me, like she was saying that, like, it's a part of her, who she is. Why can she not be allowed? Am I wrong?
That didn't sound like that to
me. Maybe
like,
I'm misunderstanding it.
To me, it sounded like if you can't say, like, here's the thing. No one's telling her anything, but then she's like, at the end of it, to be like, to speak the truth. Like, for example, I don't like the word cis. I think it's stupid.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to tell anybody who's using it that it's a dumb term. I just think the word is stupid. You know what I mean? Okay. I don't understand homosexuality, but am I going to denounce that it's not a thing? No. I don't understand what it's like to be trans, but am I going to denounce that it's an actual thing? No. It's not my job to necessarily understand
it. But did she denounce? That's what I'm asking. I don't know. Read it again. Maybe I'm misinterpreting it. But for me, it sounded like she was saying abolishing all sex in general is not fair, she feels like, because...
Alright, so here's another comment from her. Everywhere, women are being told to shut up and sit down, or else, Rawlings writes. I've heard all the arguments about femaleness not residing in sex body and the assertion of biological women don't have common experience, and I find them too deeply misogynistic and regressive. She added, it isn't enough for women to be trans allies. Women must accept and admit that there is no material difference between trans women and themselves.
Okay. Wait, that was her?
Yeah.
So she's saying that trans women are women.
No, that's not what she's saying.
Am I misinterpreting this? No, I'm being real.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like.
It sounds like she's saying she doesn't want to get rid of sexes.
Between women and trans women?
Yeah. She doesn't want to get rid of sexes. She thinks, because listen, there's a whole generation of people that say that sex should not be a thing. Everybody should be they, them, us, we, whatever.
Yeah.
I understand what she's saying from her point of view. Why should she have to denounce the fact that she's a woman if that's something she strongly is in favor of? Like, I'm a woman. To me, being a woman is important to me. Like, it means something to me.
But you know what the difference is?
Is there a group of people trying to get rid of sexes?
But here's my thing about here's my thing about that, Javi. The way Maria described it was infinitely better if that's what she was saying. Because the idea of saying, I'm a woman, I don't want to be taken, I don't want my womanhood
to be taken.
Taken away, was infinitely better and shorter than what she did. Sometimes my thing has always been words mean something.
No, they do, but I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I don't know how. I didn't read the whole thread between her and whoever, and I know it got worse as it got in. But my thing is that, like, it's not like she said. So, from my understanding, people are ragging on her because they feel like she's denouncing trans people or being transphobic. That statement, when she says trans people are women too, like, I don't get.
No, I don't think that's the issue. I think the issue is that she is applying an idea to trans people that I don't think exist. I think, or people that see a gender, like people that don't reside within a gender, right? I think that she's saying the same thing that a lot of racist people say about black people or Black Lives Matter, right? Like, oh, Black Lives Matter, they're trying to change, they're trying to harm us, or whatever. No, we're trying to assert rights that everybody else has. I don't think trans people are trying to stop people from saying that they're women or men. I don't think that's even a topic of debate outside of people that, like J.K. Rowling, who I think the subtext of what she's saying is really highlighting, I think, an ignorance towards a whole group of people, regardless of how you package it.
Okay.
I hope that makes sense. I've never heard that argument from anybody in the LGBTQ community saying that we need to get rid of genders, right? Like, I've heard the conversation, like, we need to be more inclusive and we need to include people that don't identify as a certain gender. Right. And I think that they're saying that when you write something, I don't mean old man talked about this. Like, say, if you're writing something for mass consumption, instead of using the he and she pronouns, you can use they because that applies to everybody.
Yes.
Right. I don't think they're saying that they want to get rid of your identity as a woman. Like, I, I don't understand that argument.
And that's been thing about it as all. Like,
well, I'm not saying in an argumentative way. I guess maybe I didn't hear her words the same way as other people did. Because I didn't feel like she was denouncing. Like, what you just read to me didn't make it sound like she was denouncing.
But you know what it is? It's funny because this is one of those situations where normally I'm the one who's like, keeping in for eternal hope and thinking that, like, maybe it's not what it seems. And you guys are the roles have been switched. Because normally it's you and Super Woke who are seeing, like, the negative in things.
Yeah.
And I'm the one like, no, it's not like that. And I'm just like, nah, she sounds like a fucking idiot. You know what I mean?
No, but I agree with you. I agree with you, old man. I think that what she said is troubling. Because I think that she's saying that
you can't be anything.
The more, I think, in a way, she's saying that the more rights that trans people get and members of the LGBTQ community get, the more rights they get, the less rights she'll get. And I think that's a common way of looking at the world when it comes to people like racist and sexist and homophobic people. Like, I think they think the more rights that others get, the less rights they'll
that
have.
They have. Yeah.
But you know what's funny about in the part that's befuddling about it is you can look at someone like the three of us who grew up in neighborhoods and situations where you would assume that we wouldn't have the chance to evolve as people, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, when you have something permanently beat into your head that being gay is wrong, being trans shouldn't be a thing, but we've grown out of that.
Yeah.
And me and Valkyrie had this conversation, and I'd like her to elaborate on this more, when we were talking about the Harry Potter series and about how
it's all inclusive. Yeah. It's all, like, that. So I read a bunch more of her stuff. Like, as you get more into it, she does show her true colors. Like, I get it. I'm not saying by any means she is correct. I think the way that she went about trying to explain herself and some of the shit she was saying was real ignorant and rude. I feel bad for people who really love Harry Potter, who now feel like they lost a whole piece of their, like, childhood and their identity because it's important to them. Because she, like, if you really think about it, it's a diverse group of people who read those books and stuff. Like, it was, like, a phenomenon because, like, the books were about, like, overcoming, like, you know, an oppressive, like, people and trying to, like, you know, unite and, you know, saying that
overcoming bullies, overcoming
yeah, like, it's like supposed to be like a really powerful, like, statement of about inclusion. So it's kind of odd to me that she would come out and then make these statements after the fact, because those movies and those books are all about inclusion, like, you know, like between, like, wizards and muggles and, like, girls and boys, like, it was all about everybody being inclusive. Like, so it was bizarre to me, and that's, I guess maybe that's why I was trying to understand, was that really what she was trying to say?
So I was looking a little deeper into it. She wrote a whole essay, right, after the tweet, and she clearly states that she doesn't believe trans women are women.
Oh, okay, see, I didn't understand that from what he had just said. Then fuck her. She can eat a whole bag of dicks.
Yeah.
It's genetics, dude. It's science. You can't fucking denounce science because you're a piece of shit.
Well, it's funny because that's what a lot of racists do, is, like, they denounce things that are actual facts. But the part that really befuddles, but going back to the whole, like, thing about that, like, you can look at Hermione, which would be, I guess, mixed in a sense, where she's, like, half muggle, which is, yeah, like, half and half. And I'm pretty sure that, like, if this was a real thing, you would have wizards and warlocks and witches who may identify as men and women. So, like, she missed out on something that really could have educated the world. Like, imagine a Harry Potter character who was supposed to be a wizard but identified as a witch. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, this was an opportunity, I think, to really educate humanity. At a time like this, when we're all looking for acceptance and trying our best to just live our lives and come together as people, she's doing something that takes away from all of that. I've said this before, it's like, you know, give a person money and they'll show you their true colors.
And honestly, I'm kind of glad she didn't take an opportunity to educate people about the trans community, because she doesn't seem to be someone who is even in any way educated about the trans community. I'm reading her tweet here. People who menstruate, this is from J.K. Rowling, people who menstruate, in quotes, I'm sure there used to be a word for those people. Someone help me out. And then she goes, woman, wump, pund, wump, like she's trying to figure out the word. Clearly she's trying to say women.
See, I didn't read her whole thing. She's a cunt.
So, and the thing is, that means that she's never heard of trans men, right? People born biologically a female who transition to become men. Like, they menstruate, and they're not women. So, yeah, that honestly, the more... I didn't really, you know, look into this at all.
Nor did I.
But the more I look into it, it's like, damn. Like, I it's crazy to see some... Well, you know what? In the black community, we're used to this.
Yes.
People that you looked up to, especially in entertainment, end up being monsters. Yeah. So, you know, the world is... I guess the world is becoming a little bit more equal.
The one... So I looked at the word TERF. It stands for Trans Exclusionary Radical Feminism.
Yeah, she can eat a whole bag of dicks. It's sad because she came from nothing, too, so you would think she'd be more open. It's just sad to me.
Well, it's one of those... It's not funny, haha, but it's just funny that someone who didn't have any privilege, who now has the privilege, is now really showing who they are. And it's funny because a year ago, she was very anti-Trump, and it's just like, yeah, now I can't take anything you say seriously, because Trump may... say something against a trans, and she might go, you know what? Maybe he's not so bad after all. You know what I mean? So,
if she's a TERF, and if it means what I think it means, it's a trans exclusionary
radical feminist.
That would mean that they subscribe to a feminist philosophy, which I think will make them anti-Trump, but they also exclude transsexual people from the feminist movement. So I think it's very possible for somebody like that to hate Trump and also be a monster. People are complicated.
Yes. Well, people are complicated. People are, like, people are selfish. I think that's what it comes down to, because honest to Odin, like I don't think it's okay. The idea of trans isn't complicated because, like, if you read the definition of it, in which I will in a second after someone talks, it's not necessarily something that really needs to be trans person. It's not something that seems like a trans man, a person whose sex assigned at birth was female, but whose gender identity is male. These identities can also refer to someone who was surgically assigned female birth in the case of intersex people, but those genders identify as male. Many trans men identify simply as men. It's a simple definition.
Exactly. If someone, men who menstruate.
So if someone wants to say to me, if someone says to me, I want to be called a woman, okay, cool. I will do my best to make sure that I call you a woman. You are she and you are her. Hey, I want to be called him and he. Cool, you're him and he. Vita Ayala, a comic book writer, they went, I'm they and them. And it's okay. It's difficult for me to get these pronouns correct. But, like, you know what I mean? From what I've been told, it's like, as long as you're just making a genuine effort and doing your best to do it, like, it's still difficult for me. Like, then I have to stop and then think. And I think that, and that's the problem I believe with a lot of people, is they don't want to think. It's like, give me the things the way that I was told they should be given to me.
I don't think difficult is even the correct word. I think that makes sense to a certain degree, but I think it's based on a habit that we all have. Like, we were all raised in a society for most of our lives where we looked at genders in one of two ways. You're either male or you're female, right? You were born male, you stay male. You were born female, you stay female. And that's how most of us looked at the world at our age and above for most of our life. And so you, for you know, for 30 plus years, you were saying he and she, right?
Yeah.
You know, and then maybe a year or two ago, the they pronoun became something that most of us heard about, right? I'm pretty sure it's been around for a lot longer than that, but for most of us, it's only been like a year or two. So it's just a habit for you to say she and he,
yeah,
right? And as long as you're respectful and you understand that, you know, they is the proper pronoun, you might have slipped up because, again, this is how we were raised. And if you're respectful and you apologize and you ask the person, like, you know, what pronoun would you like me to use? I don't think it's that complicated. I think, just like JK, like I say, racist people and homophobic people, they tend to apply their view of a certain person on that person, right? Like, they don't know a lot of trans people when it comes to racist people. They don't know a lot of black people. So whatever they've heard about these people is how they're going to look at them. So if you believe that trans people want to change the way we all talk and turn your little boy into a little girl, whatever, if that's the way you look at it, then you're always going to feel defensive around them. But at the end of the day, yo, trans people are just people. And I'm pretty sure if you ask them in a polite way, not being an asshole, the same way you should talk to anybody about, you know, how would they feel comfortable about me about you addressing them. Again, this has to be somebody you know. Like, don't go to random trans people and ask these questions. I'm pretty sure they'll have no problem explaining it to you.
Yeah. But I think you hit the nail on the head by calling respectful. Like, respectful is the word. That's at the root of it. I wonder if that's really all anybody wants. It's just to be respected. Like,
controversial idea.
Yeah, I know, right? How shocking it is that someone would want actual rights for themselves. You know what I mean? Like, but it's also befuddling to me that it's a foreign concept. When we live in a cornucopia of a country where we have all these different beliefs in terms of religion, creeds, sex, sexual orientations, shit, people who don't want sex in general, asexuals, like, you know what I mean? Like, you have all these different things, and it's still a befuddling idea that, like, hey, maybe sometimes it's okay to keep my thoughts to myself and just accept that the person who's next to me may not agree with it. And just because they don't agree with me doesn't necessarily make them a bad person.
Yeah. I usually try to be careful with that don't agree phrase, yeah. Because...
I don't agree with a lot of things. Like, I don't agree that people in Atlanta should be putting on hoods and saying white power. Anti-black things. I don't agree with that at all. But if you're not doing or saying anything hateful, then, like, you know what I mean? Like, why does it really matter? And it always cracks me up when you have folks who go... Nazis in America crack me up. because Nazis didn't like Americans. Like, you know what I mean?
That's complicated. They didn't like certain Americans.
Blonde hair,
pretty much any American that didn't look like, you know, your typical white master race.
Blonde hair, blue eyes, unless you were Hitler.
Pretty much.
Which again is also kind of ironic, because wasn't Hitler Jewish?
Yes.
I've never heard that.
Yeah,
but
he was.
It's I don't know, man. Like, this.
He hated himself. But honestly, he was, like, mentally ill. He hated himself.
It's complicated. It's kind of a lot of minefields with the whole World War II and Hitler conversation. But, I mean, we could probably do, like, 8 shows on that whole thing. It'll be super boring. And people will probably hate us afterwards. But, it's pretty... That whole situation is pretty complicated. They're evil, but I don't want to, like, just simplify it by saying certain things.
But I don't really think it's complicated, because it's simple. They're evil. That's really what it comes down to. Like, you know what I mean? If you're going to hate somebody for how they were born and they've done nothing to hurt anyone, then you're evil. Like, that's evil.
Yeah. racism and a homo.
Hold on, let me, the, because I'm pretty sure the actual definition of evil will actually, will, explain all this. So, the definition of evil is profoundly immoral and wicked. Profound immortality and wickedness, especially when regarded as a supernatural force. Well, the supernatural force thing is in general. But the profound immoral and wicked, like, that's essentially what it is. Like, you know, it's immoral. It's disgusting. Like, you know what I mean? I don't understand how someone could look at me, not know me, and then go, I hate you. Like, that just, it doesn't make any sense to me. Oh, you love someone differently than I love someone. You're evil. You're disgusting. You should be put down. Oh, your skin color is darker than mine. Then that means you should be under my booted heel and working in a field. I just, like, my brain can't comprehend something like that.
I mean, but it exists. I mean, it doesn't matter how much we can comprehend it. It's just, it's the reality of the world we live in. I don't know who I was having this conversation with, but we pretty much came to the conclusion that white supremacy needs to go away ASAP.
Yeah.
But society will no longer exist the way we see it without white supremacy. And let me get, again, I'm not defending white supremacy. Again, I think it should go away immediately. What I'm saying is that the foundation of our society is white supremacy, racism, yes. Right? Like, all our systems were built kind of on a foundation of all that stuff. And what do we replace it with, right? What comes after the good guys win? The good days win.
I think after the good days win or the good guys win, I feel that we start to rebuild. We start to, I don't know if there's any real, once the good guys win, there's always things you can improve on. There's science. Like, we can become better people. There's philosophy. We can start talking, like, people, Baptists can start talking to Muslims. Jewish people can start talking to, like, Hindus. And we can have this whole, we can start enlightening each other on an idea of, like, a higher plane of existence. Like, you know what I mean? Having conversations about what's next in our world. Like, this conversation is something that comes after the good guys win. Or the good people win. You know what I mean?
So I have a question for you. Like, the good people won World War II, right?
It didn't change anything.
And then the black people who fought in World War II came to an America that lynched them,
yeah.
Right? I'm watching videos of black men ganging up and beating up a black trans woman.
Yep.
Now, at this moment in time.
Well...
Oh, I can answer that question. I'm sorry to cut you off. I just want, because I want to get this out of my head. We may not have evolved here, but in Germany, you can't fly a Nazi flag. So, the good people won elsewhere, but unfortunately, we didn't win here.
See, the difference between, like, then and now, I feel like, too, like, I feel like when the good people now win, I feel like, hopefully it's going to change, like, our system, right? Mm-hmm. It's not just going to be like, okay, we'll let black people go to stores and shit, and they'll be allowed to sit at the same counter as us, whatever. I guess they can, you know, drink from our fountains so we don't, you know, have to hear shit. I feel like what would be a win for me would be, like, shutting down for-profit prison systems, changing the way our police, like... having things be based more off of de-escalation than off of brute and strength. Like, mm-hmm. For me, those are the type of changes I want to see. So, like, we can protest, we can march, we can do whatever, but if they just give us a pat on the back and say, okay, fine, we're sorry, I guess you can sit at the table now, that's not good enough for me. What's good enough for me is seeing an actual systematic change within our government and the way that we run things.
I think I agree with everything you said, but I also feel that, like, we do need a seat at the table, because, like, without a seat on the table...
No, I'm saying, like, not just a seat. Like,
oh, no, that's what I'm saying.
Just that you can sit down next to me.
Oh, no, but I'm speaking more of, like not just a seat at the table.
Oh, in government.
Like, not even just in government, just in, like, all aspects of life in general. Like, we deserve, everyone deserves equality. If there's a woman who's more qualified than I am, then, yeah, she should get the fucking job. Like, you know what I mean? It's not.
I think they should just, like, let women run shit
for Oh, my God, yes. Look, okay. I wasn't going to rant on this today, but fuck it, I'll do it now.
Reach.
Okay, here's the thing.
I fucked it up for millennia now.
No, not even millennia. Forever. Look, this men running the world shit is a failed experiment. It has not worked. It's Clearly. Not working. Put women in charge.
The only thing we got out of men running the world for thousands and thousands of years are really good IPA beers. That's about it.
Oh, you know what's funny? And I want to bet you some of those men stole an idea from the woman.
Probably.
There was a young female scientist in the lab working on a way to enhance hops in beers. Little did she know that her idea would have been stolen.
I don't know if, does that make sense to you, Javi, about, the fact that, actually seeing reform and change, would that be, something that... I feel like we've done these marches, we've done these protests, we've done whatever. What are we getting out of it, though?
I think you had...
I've been trying to get this point across to people. I think that... I hope that these protests show more people that democracy is a participation sport.
Yeah.
Right? Like people tend to become people tend to kind of dismiss politics as just a game, or, you know, politicians as people that just follow the money. I mean, to a certain extent that's true.
I mean, they also...
But at a greater extent, it's how we allocate resources, right? It's how we pay for schools. It's how we interact with the rest of the world on a grand scale. So it's important, right? Politics is one of the most important aspects of our life, just because that's how societies have been built. So I think that looking at it as a participation sport, right? Showing people that, yes, even though things seem bleak now, changes are already underway because of the pressure, hopefully the continued pressure that people are putting on people with power on the street. But at the same time, we have to, like you said, we have to combine that with policies. And the only way policies that are close to what you want are going to even be considered is by voting in people that are more susceptible to the type of pressure that we're giving, right? Because at the end of the day, it's all about the voters. Like, they can't become greedy and get paid by billionaire CEOs if they don't get elected. You know what I mean?
Well,
so
the hard part
really is the people that elect them at the end of the day.
Yeah, but the really hard part that is for people like us, say we go vote, we go do whatever. Sometimes our votes don't even matter because it gets overturned, in the Senate or in the House or in the... Because it's all run by the same 70-year-old fucking white dudes who are just as racist as the next person. So,
I understand that. And the thing is, trust me, I understand the sentiment. Thinking that your vote doesn't matter or doesn't have a large effect, I get that. And that's because we, as a group, don't vote in the type of numbers that really, I'm going to be honest with you, politicians definitely take us for granted sometimes, right? Because we don't go out and vote. Now, when it comes to overturning the vote, that doesn't happen. I think people think about the Electoral College as a way that kind of takes your voice away. In a way, it does. We could go into why that does at another date, in a more fun venue, whatever, but the Electoral College is pinned to the votes of the state. Whoever wins that state gets all the Electoral College votes.
Yeah.
Right? Does that make sense?
No, yeah, I get it to an extent. Right. I feel when I talk about systematic change, though, I think things need to happen within the Electoral College and within the Senate, within things like the terms that someone gets to stay in office in those seats. You have this dude in there from the age 30 until he's fucking 80 and finally dies. It's not, nothing's going to change.
So you want to see real systemic change, right?
Yes.
What you want to do is, we can talk about it, right? So the issues we're dealing with now is systemic issues with the justice system. That's one of many. That's one of the million issues that racism has kind of like either inspired or got into and made a total negative for people of color, right? Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the justice system. You vote in the right DA, right? You vote in the right mayor. You vote in the right city council. You vote in the right representatives. You vote in the right sheriffs, right? You vote, you know, you vote for the right president, right? Because they run the Justice Department, right? That's when you see change. But people, honestly, people don't understand what the levers of power actually are, right? People don't understand what the DA actually does. So when, like, does anybody know who's running for DA? Or who's a DA? I mean, in Boston, the DA is pretty popular because of her policies. But a lot of people, and I'm not blaming them, but this is not whatever, but a lot of people don't even know who their DA is. A lot of people don't even know who's on their school boards, right? Because we talk about the prison, the school to prison pipeline, right?
Yeah.
Where a lot of systemic issues in schools, in the education system, funnel people of color right into prisons, right? Or funnel them into interactions with cops because cops patrol schools, right? So who's in charge of the school board? Who's in charge of the city council, who the police department actually works for, right? That's, you know, who hire the police commissioner, right?
True.
We, you know, and those votes aren't affected by the Electoral College. Those are local elections.
No,
those are the ones that matter. You know what I mean? But here's the thing. I understand people being cynical because the government has made so many mistakes. You know, the government for most of this country, right, the U.S. government has been complicit in racism, right?
Yes.
Been complicit in slavery. It's been complicit in a lot of things, except for in the 1860s where, you know, they, you know, actually fought for us. In the 1960s where, you know, you had civil rights legislation that honestly changed the way black people interact with the U.S. And for a little bit, those things happened and we were winning for a little bit.
Hey, Harvey, hold on real quick.
Yeah.
Damn it, Wade!